Okay, today's learning should be the nation's time losing from Shai Mesha and Daniel Rift Gus Mesha be supposed to be Shalima Chai Mesha Bamalka Yamis Metzarmi and Brach Messar Malka. It should be supposed to be Shalima for Matrietzig Ben Fagel Dina and for all those in and around that Israel. So holding a middle of Simon Reish Yud, we are up to Seif Beis. Hatoyim Tafshil, if somebody tastes the food, so you're cooking your food and you taste it, Ein Etzarech Levarich, you don't have to make a bracha, according to the Machaber, first Shita, Ad Revias, up until Revias. So you're cooking and you want to taste it. Now we'll see that it's not so pashut, but we have to assume that we're talking about someone who literally has no interest in eating the food and is only tasting it simply to see, does it need spices or is it good, and so on and so forth. So therefore, they do not have to make a bracha because they're not being nehenna from it. Remember, we said that in order to be nehenna by Olam Hazeh, you have to make a bracha. This person is not being nehenna at all because his entire intent is simply just to taste it. Even if he swallowed it, so that's the first sheet of Mechaber. If I'm tasting the food purely for the reason is to taste it, if it needs something, I have no interest in eating in it, I don't have to make a bracha, even if I swallowed. Yes, Shemer, however, a second sheet of, if you are swallowing it, Tayim bracha, you do need a bracha. But like Patras, that this, the tour of not having to make a bracha, is only in a situation where you're actually spitting it out. So now we got a problem, because if I am tasting it purely for the intention of tasting it, but I plan on swallowing it, not spitting it out, so now I got the two shitas. According to the first shita, I don't make a bracha. According to the second shita, I do make a bracha. So we got a problem. V'oz, afilaharba, ain't it tzarech bracha. So if you're spitting it out, then they all agree that you don't have to make a bracha. Says Rama, Safik brachas lahakol. So if you're going to be swallowing it, so now you enter into Safik bracha. Safik bracha lahakol, you don't make the bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. I tell you, the alfagav of the asa lahanis ma'ilum hazeh, as we discussed, it's a b'lay bracha. It's asa to be nehana from this world without a bracha. Afilah kol shehu, even the tiniest amount, bein b'achila bein b'shtiyah, whether it's eating or drinking. Heinu, kashem achavan lechav lishtas, your intention is to eat or drink. His kavanah ela lit time, only his entire intent is just to taste it. Leida to know him tzarech melechay tavlin, if it needs salt or spices. And tzarech bracha, he doesn't need a bracha. Loi lefanev, loi lecherah, not before and not afterwards. Filum hu oichu ksas ma'amaychal, according to the first shita, even if you're actually eating some of it, achar habishal, after the cook, she'em b'yichol to lesakanaz ha'maychal, that he does not have the ability to I'm sorry, I left the place. Even if you're eating this after you cooked it, that he's originally, we said that the reason that the person is tasting it just to see if it needs salt or pepper or whatever it is. What happens situation that you're tasting it? There's no more, you no longer can fix it. It's not something that you can fix with spices. The cooking is finished. If it's good, it's good. If it's no good, it's no good. There's no fixing it anymore. You're only tasting if lay the hutoy, and you want to just know if it's good. Should I serve it to my guest or not? Did it come out good? Gam came at sadam el yarabah primigodim the gam bazei b'chalal t'ima. This is only a tasting. Acher ishen kavanas l'shem achila, since you have no intention of eating it. Okay, so we'll see what to do about the suffix when we get to the end of the mishabur. So let's hold on a little bit. Ad revius, even if you having up to revius ad b'chalal. Even if it's a full revius, but yes, in revius, if it's more than a revius, kivin shu ano yisera choshek moshen es chavin lachila. If you're tasting so much that you're going to taste a full revius, that's already considered achila, even if your intention was only for tasting. However, va'ayim b'magen avram the cost of ad revius tashari hena filo litoy mehar b'kederis, that up to revius, let's say I'm cooking four or five dishes and I'm tasting from each one. Umiyu, now. If your intention over here is, okay, I'm tasting it to see if it needs spices, but I'm also over here, I'm also eating a little bit, then that's already eating. If you want to taste something just to see if it's good or not, then it's not a revius, but it's only a when it comes to this second case, right? So the first case was to see, you know, tasting it to see if it needs spices. That is up to revius. However, if I'm tasting it in order to, if I'm tasting it and to know if it's good, that's up to kazayas. Now, when the Mishavura says you don't have to make a bracha, that means you're not allowed to make a bracha. The Havale bracha levatala, that would be a bracha levatala. Okay. Now, even if you swallow, because imu pilot, If you're spitting it out, everybody agree, even more than Rav Yis is okay. Now, we said there's a yesh imrim that it needs time bracha, it does need a bracha. Even if it's a small amount, that if you're swallowing it, even though your intention over here is not to eat it, lamaisa, your stomach has an enjoyment from it. Your stomach got food. And therefore, that shita holds, this is considered being in the hand of the olam hazeh, and therefore you would have to make a bracha. Kishechayzu pilot, however, unless you're spitting it out, the mazeh tiru kishevaganasa rakutim v'alma. If you're just taking it into your mouth and you're spitting it out, and your only intention is just to taste it to see if it's good or if it needs spices, that they would agree that you don't need a bracha. Kevin she'ein le'rakana cheich me'atashol shetam me'oichol shaloi. It's only, yeah, getting a little bit hana, but it's only, it's not hana, it's goyren. It's not hana, it's of your stomach. It's only hana of your, sort of your tasting. Now, this is a very, very important halacha for some people. Those that put certain kinds of tobacco into such a pipe, and they go ahead and they light coals under it, and they suck the smoke out in their mouth. Is that considered tasting and spitting out? That when you go ahead and you're doing hookah, you don't make a bracha on it. But for those of you who are wondering, you don't make a bracha on hookah, you don't make a bracha on a cigar, you don't make a bracha on a cigarette. For us, so then we said as follows. Chaber said, even if you're spitting it out, even if you take a large amount and keep on tasting it until you get it right, people don't really do this, but if you were sort of chewing something for the child in order to soften it up and then feeding it to the child, you would not make a bracha. Suffic bracha sahakal. We said that it's a suffic bracha. Even if you're swallowing it and if your intention is purely to taste, don't make a bracha, because if one shita that holds, in that case you don't make a bracha. We have another shita that holds, in that case you do make a bracha. So therefore, you would not make a bracha. Since your intention is not to eat it. Now, here's where it comes l'maisa. The Magen Avraham argues, that if you're going to swallow it, you're going to have to make a bracha. And some hold, like the Ramah, that you should not make a bracha. So we got a big problem. You have a pot of food, and you only want to taste it in order to see if it needs any flavoring, or to see if it's still good. Can you serve it to people? And we have a big machlokes here. Do you make a bracha or not? Whenever you have a machlokes like this, you can't make a bracha. So therefore, says the Shvura, so either spit it out. Okay, so then you don't have a problem. However, if you're going to swallow it, if you want to swallow it, I'm going ahead, I have the soup on the stove, and I want to taste it to see if it needs spices. Instead of having in mind that I only want to do it in order to taste it, I just say, you know what, besides tasting it, I'm also going to eat it. And therefore, I'm doing this b'taras achila, and then you would have to make a bracha. And by having that in mind, you'd be able to get yourself out of the suffix. Okay, that concludes Siman Reish Yud. Let's get started over here, at least with a little bit of a hakdama to Siman Reish Yud Aleph. And Siman Reish Yud Aleph, we get into a very complicated area, and that is the kedima and bracha. What order do we make brachas on? And as you'll see very, very shortly, there is multiple machlekes over here, and therefore it really, in almost every situation, you can have different shitas, so therefore it gets a little bit confusing at what we're supposed to do. We'll try to come out to some sort of a lamaisa, but let's first start with Shabura himself, because it's so detailed and there's so many different scenarios, gives a little bit of Hagdama. So before we start with the Mechaber, which we'll probably start next week, let's start with a little bit of Hagdama over here. And this is a very, very negedic halacha. We oftentimes can have a fruit platter. We have Shabbos Aminim in there. We have other fruit. We have Chavav. We have not Chavav. And it can be very negedic halacha. So let's jump in over here first. We'll read the Hagdama today of the Chavetz Chaim to this siman. Hine, Nesha siman has a rabbi pratav. This siman, as I mentioned, has many, many details. Alkein echtele hagdama katsara. I'm going to write a short hagdama to it. Vahu. And this is as follows. Tanan, we learned Maseches Brachos. Hoy lefanav harba minin. Somebody has in front of him many different types of fruit. Rabbi Huda imim yesh b'neim in shiva. If any of them are from the shiva saminim, all of them are vara. Rabbi Huda says very simple. I have Shivas Aminim. Shivas Aminim trumps and goes first. He says, you can do whatever you want. You don't have to go with the Shivas Aminim. Whichever fruit you want to eat first, so you have apples and pomegranates on the table, you want to have the apple first, go with the apple. The Gemara says, Amma Ula, Machlaikis Kishabach Chesayin Shavas. This Machlaikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Huda, does Shivas Aminim go first, or whatever you want goes first? That is when it's all the same. Keep going as Zayas at Tapuach. You have an aleph and an apple. Rabbi Huda Savim in Shiva Adav. Rabbi Huda says you always go with the Shivas Aminim. Chachamim Chavav Adav, whichever one you prefer is Adav. Now we're going to see this whole concept of Chavav Adav, the one that you like better is first, is also machlaik is how we evaluate chavav, but let's hold off until we get to that. What happens when the brachas are not the same? I have a hadama and a eitz. You make a bracha on one and then you go to the other one. Now, what does that mean? You go one or the other. We'll see shortly. But the bottom line is, seems to say that you can go with either one you want, but it's not so pashut. So vihine. Yes, Deis Paiskim. There's different sheets in the Paiskim. The Rav Mehem Paskim Rabbi Yehuda. Most Paiskim Paskim like Rabbi Yehuda. The Min Shiva Adav. That the Shiva Samina wins. The Ziyu Mashakas of a Sif Aleph. You'll see that's the sheet that the Machaber brings down in Sif Aleph. The Yesha Paiskim. There are those who Paskim like the Chacham. Ziyu Dasa Rambam. Amuv Sif Sif Beis. That's the Rambam. And that's going to see, we'll see, is what the Machaber is going to bring down in Sif Beis. The Gamba Ein Bechesay and Shavas. This case where we said Hadama and Ha'etz, where they're not, the example he gave was an olive and a radish. Okay, yesh deis bepaiskim. This deis, what does that mean? When Ula said that when it's a radish and a zayas, you make a bracha one and then the other. What does that mean? Yesh aimrim the kavanah Ula. That what does the Ula intend to mean? Mashav et divrei hakol mevar chazev echayz mevar chazev. What does that mean? Heinu the kevin shem echayz sayin shabbos. Since they don't have the same bracha, they ain't echad plaitis chaveri, and not one is pattering each other. Lo yishayich lezeh lezeh klal. They have no connection. V'yuchal levar tchilal tzanayim bar pri adama. You're able to go first on the bar pri adama. Afshe azayis min shiva v'gam chavav olav. Even though the other one, right? So again, let's understand this case. I have an aleph, which is shivas aminim. I have a radish, which is nothing. Two different brachas. So according to the first sheet, the Ula says, they have no connection to each other. Meaning, let me explain it a little deeper. Why? What's the Havamina? What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? At least the basic reason of Rabbi Yehuda. Why, when I have an olive and an apple, I should make the bracha on the olive first, right? Because it's one bracha that's being chal on each one. Olives has a certain elevation because the Torah tells us that Eretz Yisrael was blessed because one of the parts that was Mishabeach that praises Eretz Yisrael is that it grows olives. Right, so which one should I make that bracha on? Should I make the one that the Torah says that Eretz Yisrael is praised about? That would be part of my name. I'm making my zayas first to show that it's chaviv because Eretz Yisrael is praised because of this aleph. However, according to this first chat, when I'm eating an aleph and a radish, they have no shaychas to each other. Therefore, make the bracha whichever one you want first, even if you like olives more. That's one pshat in ula. The yeshayimrim, the kavanas ula. Now those who say that you should go with the chaviv, not that you can go in either one, really, but you should go in chaviv. You should go in the one that you like more. So if that's the case, if you do like olives first, you should make the olives first. If you do like the radish first, you should make the radish first. The Mechaber is going to reference both the shittas and sif aleph. So that's so far what we got. So recap what we got so far. Machloikis, Chacham Anula, Shivas Aminim, if they're both the same bracha, Shivas Aminim first, or not, or do you go with Chavav first? We haven't yet discussed what Chavav is. Second Machloikis we have here is Ula says, when they're not the same bracha, Aleph and Radish, is do we go with Chavav, or no, do whatever you want, even if you need the one that's not Chavav first. Gam. Now, what does that mean, Chavav, right? We mentioned this concept that Chachamim say, you go with Chavav first. Now, what does chavav mean? Im haragulias tam and chavav etzloi. Is it the one that generally, 90% of the time, I like apples more than grapes? Okay, so that's chavav means apples. Even if right now I'm in the mood of grapes. But according to that pshat, chavav goes what you generally like better. Second sheet is no. What is it? It has nothing to do with your normal. Normally, I never eat grapes. I always eat apples. This time, I'm actually in the mood of grapes. Oh, now grapes, I'm more chavav on you. So there's two different definitions on chavav. Okay, now, so that's another point. Now, within the Shiva Saminim, what which let's say I have two different Shiva Saminim, what do I do? First, says the Chafetz Chaim, Kol HaKoydim HaPasek, Eres Chitu Saira, whichever is first in the Pasek that lists the Shiva Saminim, that's the one you go first. That goes first. So we have two Shiva Saminim. I always go with the one early in the Pesukim. We'll see that doesn't really mean earlier. It means the one closest to the Eretz. And the Kol Makom, Zayas, Hu Koydim LeGefen. Although Zayas is written after Geffen, the Pasuk has the word Eretz twice. Eretz Zayas Shemen Udvash. And since the word Zayas is closer to Eretz, the Torah is showing us that Zayas is more Chashuv. And then to the Zayas who Rishon Samach Eretz Basra. Zayas is closer to the second Eretz. The Geffen who Rak Shlishi Eretz Kamen versus grapes, which is the third one to the first Eretz. Okay. All this that we said till now, these questions, we're discussing either eights or eights and Adama. When it comes to anything that's a shahako, shahako's always last. That's a separate rule that we'll discuss a little bit later on. So that's the Akdama of the Mishavura. And now, Amitz Hashem, next week, we'll be able to jump in and get started with this simon. Thank you. And Amitz Hashem, we will continue on Monday.